Again, November 18th, and it's helping out housing opportunities of Valparaiso. And we have Steve Poltz will be joining us in just a moment. But first, we're going to play a song so you get to familiarize yourself. As I like to say, let the music do the talking. This is Mother Russia. Steve, up next after this.
Mother Russia, Mother Russia, where have you been? I've been walking kind of tender on needles and pins, and my life is full of trouble, but I still get by. I steal enough to feed me, but I never tell a lie. I won't stop until I'm done, and my cup is full. I need non-stop action, and I hate it when it's dull. Hallelujah to your Jesus, and I'll raise you a saint. You're showing three Buddhas, and I'm feeling kind of faint. Had a job making pizzas, but I soon got fired for singing on the microphone and acting really wired. My boss said, son, you know we need dedicated pizza makers, but the only thing that you are is a drunk entertainer. So I hitched a ride to Reno in a tortilla truck. Only made it up to Davis till I ran out of luck. Got a job singing songs in a Russian pizza parlor. My parents always hoped that I would make it kind of farther. Hallelujah to your Jesus, and I'll raise you a saint. You're showing three Buddhas, and I'm feeling kind of faint. I make pizzas on the side when I ain't singing songs. I make amends on my days off. I try to right my wrongs, but there ain't a lot of time left on my ticking meter. You can call me Saint Steve, or you can just call me Peter. If you put your faith in me, I'll never do you wrong. But I can't be trusted, 'cause I'll put you in a song. Mother Russia, Mother Russia, you're an epic sweeping novel. I want you back, baby, but I ain't too proud to grovel. If the lines on a face are a roadmap to the soul, then mine have been spun like a stripper on a pole. Mother Russia, Mother Russia, the skies are blue. I got a hunger in my heart and a naked love for you. Hallelujah to your Jesus, and I'll raise you a saint. You're showing three Buddhas, and I'm feeling kind of faint. I'm feeling kind of faint.
You're listening to Midwest Beats. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. This program is all about music and the people who make it, like that guy, Steve Poltz, and Mother Russia. That's off an album called Folk Singer, which I believe is the last release, but I'm sure he's got something in the works. Let's talk to him. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Good album. Love that album. We talked last time you were at the Front Porch Music, I think it was.
Yes, we did.
And yeah, that album was brand new then, and that was about a year and a half ago, maybe, so I'm thinking you might be working on something new?
I am. I'm working on a record right now in Nashville, and it's about to get mixed, so we're done recording everything.
And what's going on as far as the show here at Memorial Opera House? Is it going to be you and a guitar, or are you bringing accompaniment? What's the game plan?
It'll be just me with the guitar, all alone, naked.
You sound so lonely.
Yeah.
You are Canadian, correct?
I'm a dual citizen. I was born up in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and then we moved when I was a kid to Southern California, and now I live in Nashville.
Okay. Well, you're quite the journeyman.
Yeah, I have two passports, U.S. and the Canada. So if a hostage situation breaks out, I become conveniently Canadian.
There you go. You've had an interesting life. Your music, you've got several albums out. You've been a singer-songwriter for a long time. You have rubbed elbows with some super big superstars as a young man, and where I want to talk about some of those stories you shared with me last time. But first, let's talk about the music. What is the process, I guess I would say? Your topic matter is very topical. You're talking in a couple of the songs here about police shootings. You're talking about skinheads. You're talking about racism. So you are ripping the headlines right out and putting them into song in many cases. What is the process when you write? I mean, is that something that you focus on? Do you watch the nightly news and wait for a word salad, so to speak, to spill out of somebody's mouth?
No, I don't really know what I'm doing, to be honest with you. Like, I've done it for a long time, and I still am amazed that people show up. And by the record, it's all magic to me. I have no clue how it works. I just sit down, and I'm kind of like a sponge. And so whatever I'm going to write about, and I like to co-write with people. I like to write on my own. I just like to always... I like to always learn songs and make up songs and words. And words have always been really fun to me. It's like a game to how words fit together and making up new words. And my mom was an English teacher.
Okay.
So she always told me, just remember this. There's only three rules you need to know. Who was there? What happened? And how did it make you feel? And so I try to take some of that with me. And when I write songs, they just, it's kind of magic.
What makes a great song? Is there, I mean, you, as a songwriter, how do you know when a song is good, when it's great, when it blows?
Well, one thing I like, somebody else might not like at all, so it's really subjective. If it hits you and you feel something, I know for me what makes it great is when I really feel something and I feel that I'm connected to the source. Whatever that source is, but I kind of believe there's like an energy source out there. And when I really tap into it, I know it's right. It's almost like a magnet or something. And then other times I'm not feeling it and I don't even chase after it. But I think it's also kind of, it might be like fishing, and you get one on the line and you just feel like you got something and you want to go after it. That's how it is with me. And those are the funnest kinds of songs to write, where the words just come spraying out of me, and I'm writing them down as fast as I can, and really excited when I have this new friend, which is the song. And that's what I always love about when I think about a new year. I always say, I wonder what new songs are going to be in my catalog, in my briefcase, if you will.
Do they just come to you? I mean, do you sit down and actually say, oh, today I'm going to write a song? Or is it just like you're watching TV and suddenly it's like, oh, turn off the tube and go write a song because something just struck me?
Well, I used to think that it was like that, like real inspiration out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've gotten older, I've realized I'm kind of like a reporter. And if I have deadlines, I can always rise to the occasion. So what I need are deadlines and reasons to keep writing. And so if I say, for instance, I'm going to write a song, and I tell my friend, let's both write a song, and we have to say Chinese vacation in the song, and we have 24 hours, and let's email it to each other in exactly 24 hours, just so we have somebody to turn our work into. What I've found is if I have deadlines, I end up with so many more songs, and songs that would have never existed, and songs that can turn out to be pretty good, and others aren't, you know, and that's just the way it is. That's why I say it's magic, because if I could do it every day perfectly, I'd be onto something.
I like the fact that you blend humor with topical subjects, and there's anger in your music a bit. There's darkness, but there's a lot of light and a lot of laughter. It reminds me a lot of, say, some of the stuff Loudon Wainwright would write, or even John Hartford, if you listen to some of John Hartford's music. And I'm talking about songs like Fist Fight at a Vegan Brunch. I mean, just the headline makes me smile. I Want All My Friends to Be Happy. It's a sing-songy, fun, upbeat song that you play when your windows are rolled down, you're on a country road, but yet you're saying something important in the words. It's just a unique style that we don't see very often today. It's almost like a lost style from the early 70s when a lot of the cynical, I guess, songwriters were out there doing that kind of thing. You're not politically correct, I guess is what I'm saying, and I like that.
No, I'm not, and I always just try to say what I was feeling, and I don't want to kowtow to what anybody wants me to say. So, but it's funny you should mention John Hartford and Loudon Wainwright, because they're two people I really respect and admire. And in fact, I just did a John Hartford song last night in my show in Milan, Ohio. And I did Presbyterian guitar, this instrumental. And Loudon Wainwright is a big mile marker in my life, because years ago when I was in the Rugburns, and we would play in Chicago, like at Shuva's. Well, I was living in San Diego at the time, and I went up to Los Angeles to a really famous venue called McCabe's Guitar Shop, and it is a guitar shop.
I've heard of it.
And it's fantastic, and everybody's played there. You name it, it's a veritable who's who on the list, from Bonnie Raitt, just on down the line. And so I went up to see Loudon Wainwright, and I was in the Rugburns, and I was in this crazy rock and roll band. And then when I saw him on stage, this light bulb went off in my head, and I saw my future, and I said, that's what I want to do. I can kind of do what he's doing, but obviously with my own fingerprint, and tell stories and spin yarns and sing songs and tickle people's funny bones and also make them feel something. And I think I'll be taken care of if I just do this and make this choice. So when the band broke up, I never forgot that, and that's what I did. I kind of chased my dream as being a traveling folk singer, a troubadour, if you will.
Okay. And that's another lost art, too. Although we are seeing it come back ever since Oh Brother came out. We're seeing a lot more string instruments, mandolins, violins, resonators. I mean, they're all coming back into the pop music realm, kind of a throwback to Phil Oakes or to Woody Guthrie even, or the early Dylan sound. Are you getting more work? Are you seeing more response from younger audiences that are coming in saying, hey, we kind of like this old sound?
Yeah, it's really popular right now. It's really in vogue. All the bluegrass stuff and Folk Alliance has gotten so popular. You know, back 10 years ago, Folk Alliance was a totally different type of thing. But for those listeners out there that might be scratching their heads going, what's Folk Alliance? It's called Folk Alliance International. They have a conference every year. And it's in a hotel room. Now, imagine, if you will, like a Westin hotel. Four floors of the Westin, and you know, those floors can be really long with 100 rooms on them. Four floors have showcases going on from 10 in the evening till 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And these are half-hour showcases, and all the rooms are filled, and the music is unamplified. And there's festival buyers coming there, house concert people. People from Galpo are coming out there, you know, probably Rob's coming out there. And they're seeing these artists, and they're booking acts. And there's like-minded people, and people are learning songs and playing on each other's songs. And it's like going away to summer camp, except for that it's in Kansas City in February, so it's cold. But other than that, when you leave, you're on this high, and you've met a bunch of people, and you're sort of inspired to make a new record, write a new song, travel, play music, maybe just be a person who's putting on house concerts. I mean, there's so many different things people can do, because you don't have to be a musician to find your niche in today's market, you know?
Right, right. I do want to touch on something before we let you go, and it's something you shared with me last time we talked, and I think it's a great collection of mini stories. When you were a kid, you moved from Canada to Pasadena and then to Palm Springs, and you were an altar boy at St. Teresa's Catholic Church, and there was a very famous parishioner there. Why don't you share that story? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so what it was I went to Catholic schools, and I wanted to be an altar boy really bad because, you know, it was cool to be an altar boy. So I got the gig as an altar boy, and at our church, St. Teresa's Catholic Church, Bob Hope would come in. He was like an Easter Sunday Catholic. And it was really cool because if you were an altar boy and you were next to the priest when he was serving communion, you would hold this gold plate, because back then, I'm talking about the 60s, mm-hmm. you would stick your tongue out, and the priest would say, "The body of Christ," and then the parishioner would say, "Amen." So Bob Hope would come in there, and he would come up to communion, and I was the altar boy. And the priest said, "Whatever you do, do not let the host fall off of the person's tongue when I put it on the tongue. That's why you have that gold plate below. It cannot touch the ground, because that host represents Jesus's body. If the host touched the ground, you'll have killed Jesus." So it was like the whole universe was depending on me. So Bob Hope came up, and the priest goes, "Body of Christ." And Bob Hope, I'll never forget this, looks at me and winks, sticks his tongue out and goes, "Amen, Father." And then the priest smiled and put the host on Bob Hope's tongue and hit sideways, and it started rolling off Bob Hope's tongue.
Oh, no.
And I saw it, and it was like it was slow motion, and I was Willie Mays, and I dove to the ground going, "No!" And I caught the host right before it hit the ground, thereby saving all of us for eternity by keeping Jesus alive. It's me you have to thank.
That is such a good story. I love that one. And one other one I want you to share, and it was the day you met Elvis Presley.
Yeah, well, when we were living in Palm Springs, what we would do is there were all these movie stars that lived there, especially in the 60s. It was really in vogue to have a Palm Springs getaway home. And so a lot of these Hollywood movie stars would zip out, because it's about a two-hour drive out into the desert. It's beautiful weather in the wintertime and good golfing. So Frank Sinatra had a home out there, and I got to see him. And we would go trick-or-treating on Halloween at Liberace's house. And his front steps were in the shape of piano keys. Mm-hmm. And they were curved piano keys, like something like Lewis and Carroll or something really... It just kind of something bizarre. And he would open the door and go, "Hello, kids, have a Snickers bar." And he would give out like these huge Snickers bars and big pieces of candy. And we would go around the corner and then change from being Batman into being a ghost so we could get more candy. So it was really cool because Liberace, you know, he had this amazing house. And so then one day, the guy who lived across the street, he was a manager of the airport. He said, "Hey, Elvis Presley's going to be landing tomorrow on a private plane." He would tell us when movie stars were coming in. And he said, "If you guys want to meet Elvis, you can." And so he let us ride our bikes on the tarmac. And this is obviously pre all this, pre 9/11 and everything. This
right.
1969. So there was no security. We just ride our bikes on the tarmac. And so this plane came flying down. It was a low private plane, and it landed. I'll never forget the sound of the tires as they squeaked, and then the steps came down, and it was in summertime. It was probably 110 degrees in Palm Springs, and out stepped Elvis Presley, like larger than life, and he's in full-on black leather pants, black jacket, his hair in a perfect pompadour with long sideburns, and we were about 50 yards away, and we just threw our bikes down and started running. And I was with my sister. She's a few years older than me. And he just waited for us to come to him. And then when we got up to him, he just goes, "Smells out your kids better running." And I said, "Yeah, to catch you, Elvis." And he kicked me up and swung me around and put me on his shoulders. And then he hugged my sister, who was older, that she already had. But he hugged her for what seemed like a long time. So this is obviously just in my mind. And I said, "It's okay, Elvis, you can have her." And he started laughing so hard. And then he just sat there and talked to us for like what seemed to be an eternity. He was like asking us questions, asking me, "So you play guitar? And you play a G chord?" Like, this was the sweetest guy. And so finally one of his assistants that was with him came up and goes, "Come on, boss, we got to go." And they plopped him into the back of a black limousine. And as the limousine drove away, he rolled down the window and stuck his head out and kept waving to us with his wild hair blowing in the wind. It was pretty amazing.
Wow, that's cool. It's good to hear those stories. I love those. Thank you for sharing those. Those are amazing memories.
Yeah, no worries.
Now, you're going to be at Memorial Opera House. You're going to be opening the show with Michael McDermott's full band, along with his wife, Heather Horton, in that group. And you're going to be playing songs, I'm assuming, from Folk Singer, which is your newest album. And are you road testing any of the new stuff yet?
Yeah, you know, I never use a set list. So I have like 18 records out. So some nights I'll do a show and won't even do any songs off Folk Singer. And some nights I'll do that record. Some nights I'll do this new record I've finished making. I'll do the whole thing, but nobody will know. And then I have songs that have never just been recorded. I really have hundreds and hundreds of songs, so it just depends on my mood. I never use a set list. I never even know what I'm opening with.
Oh, wow.
I just walk out.
Do you take requests, too, if someone yells something out?
Oh, yeah, I love requests.
All right. Well, we're going to play something now. We're going to go back to the Left One Shoe album. We let you go, and a song that a lot of folks might recognize, and this is Silver Lining. Is there anything, Steve, we haven't talked about you'd like to let folks know before we see you November 18th?
Well, this song you're about to listen to, Silver Lining, the record's called One Left Shoe, and I wrote this song with Jewel, and she was living in Homer, Alaska, and we wrote her song, You Were Meant For Me, this big hit, and a bunch of other songs of hers, and then she didn't record this one, and I recorded it, and she sings harmony on it. And we were looking for a word to rhyme with luck, stuck, and buck. We needed that. We needed one more word that rhymed with luck, stuck, and buck. And I mentioned, why not John Kruk? And she said, who's John Kruk? So you'll hear his name mentioned in this song. He's one of my favorite baseball players. He finished his career with the Chicago White Sox, actually.
All right. Well, there's that hometown reason to play it. So thank you, Steve, for joining us. And again, listeners, you can find him online at Poltz.com. That's P-O-L-T-Z, Poltz.com. You'll find his website and lots of information. And, of course, November 18th. Rob, you're going to have him down here, and we're going to have a great show with Michael.
We're really excited about having Steve come back. And
Rob there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, buddy. I love that guy. He took me out to the nicest meal.
You had some risotto.
Yeah, it was great risotto. I want to go there again. I hope they still make it.
Look forward to seeing you next Saturday. Travel safe.
Yeah, man. Really, really a pleasure to talk to you guys today. Thanks so much.
All right.
Maybe on the air.
We'll see you November 18th. This is Steve, as we say, let the music do the talking. It's Silver Lining from One Left Shoe.
In the toaster, I got my raspberry jam. My grandpa was a sailor, and he came into this land, and he was looking for gold, a pretty hand to hold, some cards to fold. At least that's what I've been told. My TV, they got talking heads in space. It used to be so easy to have a little faith. I used to rely on luck to earn an honest buck. I didn't feel so stuck. I didn't limp around like John Kruk. We got soap on a rope. We used to have dreams. Now we got overpaid baseball teams. We got grocery baggers, graffiti taggers, golf ball shaggers. Go, team, go. everyday face. I swear to God she should be paying me to live inside this place. It's filled with sharks and fins, with double the chins who say thicken your skin, child, if you wanna win. Silver lining, where'd you go? I fix myself some herbal tea, 'cause it's healthier, they say. Well, healthier ain't half as fun. I'll take a cold beer any day. I used to have dysfunctional fun in the cancerous sun, with my codependent hun, eating greasy, greasy hot dogs on a buttered up bun. Silver lining, where'd you go?
Steve Poltz, good stuff, Silver Lining, and that's off One Left Shoe. Steve's going to be there along with Michael McDermott, Heather Horton, and the Michael McDermott Band, and again, that's November 18th at the Memorial Opera House. Get online at mohlive.com, give them a call at 219-548-9137, and that will be the way you get tickets. And again, this is helping out a great cause, and just want to thank everybody for being a part of the show, for paying attention. I want to thank Housing Opportunities for doing what they do for the community and helping the homeless situation there. Charles Snyder, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Rob Harkle of Brightside Entertainment.
Thanks for having us, Tom. Appreciate all your support, as always.
You have been really growing this past year with your company, I've got to say.
Well, we're trying to. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot, quite a challenge as well. But it's a labor of love. We have a lot of support from the community, a lot of support from people like yourselves and Lakeshore Public Radio. And
it's been almost a year now for Brightside Music, right?
It has, yeah. It's been about a year and a half.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you very much.
Doing well.
Thanks for all your continued support.
We have something, and we're going to change the tempo a little bit. We've been talking to some great singer-songwriter, folk singers, talking about housing opportunities. And, of course, Halloween is behind us. Thanksgiving is just ahead. And I know, a lot of people don't want to think about the jolly old fat elf yet. But we're going to. And we're going to start off with a track that was actually recorded right here in the studio last year. I had my good friends, the Spaniels Forever, here. And they're going to kind of inspire us for the season.
One, two. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. Ding dong, ding dong, ding ding dong, ding dong, ding ding dong, ding dong.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ding 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 dong, 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 ding
dong. The horse was leaning late. Misfortune seemed our ding dong. We ran into a ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Hey, Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in on a open sleigh.
Hey, hey!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
All the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Ooh,
oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
One more time now.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a
one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle bells, the Spaniels Forever. In fact, the Spaniels are going to be here doing another Christmas show coming up in just a few weeks on a Tuesday evening. We're also going to have Wolfgang in doing a Christmas show and a few other local artists. I love this time of year because it's a season when we like to think of hopeful things. And one of the things that we are also thinking of at this time of year is shopping, because I know I'm on everybody's list. So I just want to help you out by directing you to South Lake Mall. I have with me in the studio Christy Jackson. Christy is the brand new marketing director of South Lake. And welcome, Christy.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Now, you're not only new to South Lake Mall, you're new to the community. You're not from Northwest Indiana.
That is correct. I'm from the Detroit area, and I've kind of traveled a little bit, but I'm back near home, so I'm happy to be here.
All right. And when did you actually start at South Lake?
In January, beginning of January.
So lots of new situations going on, as we've noticed. It's no longer Westfield.
Correct.
We know there's been a lot of changes as far as making it more family friendly.
Correct.
New stores coming in.
Yes.
Old stores going out. lots of fun stuff. Now, I remember when South Lake first opened in the very late 70s as a teenager. I used to go there a lot and go to the record stores and all the things. And very few buildings are still there. Their stores are still there from that era. I think Carson's and Penny's are like the two anchors.
Correct.
Let's talk about the holidays. This is a year of change for South Lake Mall. And of course, Santa Claus has been there every year. But you've got many things in store for everybody. So let's talk about Santa's arrival, which is this weekend?
Correct. We've got something for everyone at South Lake Mall. The Santa's arrival is going to be a parade. So we're going to have a kick it off with the Maryville High School Marching Band. We're going to have the Maryville Cheerleaders, the dance team, and we're going to have a special guest, the Dentons. Brandon and Sarah are going to be singing, and they're going to escort Santa into the Sears Court.
Wow. So there's going to be a march all around the bottom floor of the mall.
Correct. So that's going to start about 10 a.m.
So now, are the merchants involved? Are kids from the community involved?
We're inviting everyone out. We're inviting everyone. So the entire community, all of our stores are aware. So they'll all be peeking out their doors, watching Santa. And actually, the first 100 children to visit Santa at the Santa set following the parade are going to get a special gift.
Can it be adults like me that act like children?
Sure.
I want a gift. Santa, pick me.
So, you are welcome to come.
So it starts at Santa's Court and ends at Santa's Court.
That is correct.
And,
so come early.
Marching band and the dance team and the cheerleaders are going to lead it off. Then hopefully we'll have a lot of kids and merchants. And then at the tail end, the Dentons will be singing. And then Santa will be at the tail end, the caboose, so to speak, escorted by the elves. And when it gets back, he takes his throne. The first 100 kids get the goodies, and then Santa's there for the duration.
Absolutely. So come early. The best parking spot is probably Sears Park. Parking lot. Come early, stop at Starbucks, get your coffee, or wait till you come in and go to Gloria Jean's. Get a cup of coffee, enjoy the parade, visit Santa, and then enjoy the Dentons.
Speaking of Gloria Jean's, right in front of Gloria Jean's in the center court there, once the Dentons are done doing their parade, they're going to come down to a full hour concert there and singing all Christmas carols and things. And that's new. You haven't done concerts in the mall in years.
Yes, that's what I've heard. So we're bringing that all back. So like I said, we have something for everyone. So we invite the entire community, come out and welcome Santa and enjoy the free entertainment.
And there's other stuff. We're going to talk about some of the other groups coming up and specific days that are targeted. Now, what are some of the other seasonal things that you have got planned for us? After Santa arrives and the kids get their goodies, we've got a month or more to celebrate the holiday.
Absolutely. We've got events scheduled for every weekend. Actually, two new events I want to highlight are, we have two events, Soothing Santa, and those two events are November 19th and Sunday, December 3rd. Both of the events, we have partnerships. The Sunday, November 19th partnership is with a local company or local organization called InSource, and they're Northwest Indiana based, and they support children with special needs.
Okay.
And then the one that's on Sunday, December 3rd, again, both of these events are at 8:30 a.m. And these events are scheduled because we have a lot of kids in the community that have special needs and have sensory sensitivities. And that's what these events are for.
Mm-hmm.
That second event is our partnership. It's a national partnership with Autism Speaks. So specifically for our children with autism. So come out.
So it's one day only?
It is actually two events.
2 days, okay.
Yes, so it'll be the 19th of November and
Soothing
December 3rd.
Soothing Santa.
Soothing Santa. One partnership's with a local entity, InSource, and the other one was with our national partner, Autism Speaks. Now, these two events can be attended, but you have to be pre-registered. So
Okay. Go
on our website, shoppingsouthlake.com, and make sure you pre-register.
Now, again, to address that, for those that aren't familiar with it, autistic children and some of the special needs children, they light sensitivity, sound
Correct.
Sensitivity. So
Correct.
Soothing Santa is a good name for it.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, he goes, ho, 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 ho. Is he tone it down for the kids then?
Santa tones it down. Actually, the entire mall tones down, which is why we have the event before the mall opens on a Sunday at 8:30 a.m.
So there's not a lot of busyness going on.
Correct. So
it's just them and their families.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
That's really sweet, yeah, you guys,
so we
to
really,
do that.
Exactly. And I'm really surprised we haven't had the event before, but now we're having it.
They
and
didn't
we've
have
gotten
you
a
before.
Great Well,
that's
thank
the, that's
you.
That's the secret.
But now that we have it, we've gotten a terrific response. I just went into Children's Place yesterday, and someone had heard about the event, and they just told all their friends. They told their Mommy and Me groups. So I expect a terrific turnout. But again, pre-register. It's by appointment only.
Okay. Now, let's say you get a huger, is that even a word? A larger turnout than you're expecting.
Yes.
Would you hold on a little longer instead of the 2 hours or whatever?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. We will service every guest that's in line, so everyone will get a chance to visit with Santa.
Now, can people bring their cameras and take pictures, or is there a formal photographer there? How does that work?
Yes, yes. We have Cherry Hill Photos takes our photos at the Santa set for all the events. We don't allow personal cameras at the Santa set. We will have other events during the holiday where you can take selfies and so forth.
No, Santa's got to get tired and hot.
Yes.
Sitting there. Obviously, he needs a few breaks here and there. Go
yes.
grab himself a Gloria Jeans on the other end of the mall there.
Right.
So are there set times that Santa's there and not there?
Yes. Santa will be there 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. On Sundays from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. throughout the season. So he's going to be there till Christmas Eve. Now, Christmas Eve, he'll be there from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. But again, I know it's a lot of dates and times to remember, so mm-hmm. you can always check our website for
and
those.
Again, that's shoppingsouthlakemall.com. In fact, Santa's right on your homepage.
Right.
Just smiling at me right now. Okay. Now, there's other concerts coming up. We mentioned Wolfgang, and they are the vocal ensemble from Hobart High School, not just the choir, but an actual touring. They play all the throughout the year around the community. They are the best of the best of the singers. They're going to be there on Black Friday, and they used to sing there. I was told by Dean Wolf 10, 12 years ago, they were invited every year to sing in the mall, and then it just suddenly stopped. And it seemed like the mall kind of, I don't want to say shut the doors to local arts, but certainly didn't welcome as much as they had done. So they are tickled to death. Now, obviously, this is a different group of girls because they're all juniors and seniors, whereas 10 years ago, those girls were probably mommies now. They're probably bringing kids
right.
to Santa.
Right.
But they're very excited about this. Now, is the... And again, they're going to perform Christmas songs. We're going to play something for them in just a moment. But is this leading up to possible things during the coming year, 2018?
Absolutely.
More embracing the arts, being part of that community.
Oh, absolutely. We have actually Live 360 program that we're going to be rolling out next year. And all the specifics will be featured on our website, of course. But it will involve more community events, more partnerships with everyone in the community, organizations, shoppers, and so forth. So, and we've actually kind of started a pre-kickoff with our Mall Stars, is our new kids club.
Okay.
And it used to be a kids club quite a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's back. in full force. It kicked off in July, and we're going to have several events. You know, we have some story time events for our Mall Stars, and we've got four different events. Actually, the sponsor for those Mall Stars kids events, the Story Times with Santa, is our sponsor, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay. So, good sandwiches.
Yes.
I do love them.
So they'll be giving out some gifts for the kids, and all the Storytime events are on our website.
One of the busiest shopping days, besides Black Friday and Black Saturday, is usually people like me, last minute, don't think to shop, the weekend of Christmas. So on Friday, the weekend before, which I think is the 22nd,
correct,
we're going to have the Spaniels Forever there, who we just heard sing. And they're going to be there. Of course, they are a legendary group out of the street corners of Gary, Indiana, back in the 50s. Had the number one single, Goodnight, Sweetheart, Goodnight, that was international. They do an amazing Christmas show, four-part harmony, and they're going to be there performing a free show as well. And now these concerts that we're talking about, the Dentons this Saturday in the Center Court, all of them in the Center Court by Gloria Jean's, the Wolfgang on the Black Friday, and the Spaniels on the 22nd are all at 12 noon. So it's easy to remember. Just go there for lunch and sit in the center court and enjoy yourself and some great music. In fact, I think we should play some Wolfgang right now. And just like the Spaniels, these girls come in every year to the studio and we do a Christmas song with them. And kudos to Chris Connor, who is her engineer, and to Dean Wolf, who founded this group so many, many years ago and has really nurtured the talent of so many wonderful young girls. This is the lineup from last year doing a special Christmas medley. And this is something that something similar that you'll be hearing on Black Friday. Wolfgang.
Snow, 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 let it snow. Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's the time for play, it's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. The world's yours, my world, see how it goes. That's how it goes, whenever it snows. The world's yours, my world, just go as far as home. Get up and roll it along. It's a young, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite guy. It's a sugar date, what a spring is late. In winter it's a marshmallow world. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, just making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells,
jingle,
jingle bells,
jingle,
jingle all the way. Oh, what fun
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, a ring ting-tingling too. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh run together with you and you and you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh run together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. Let's take a rolling pose and sing a chorus or sing a chorus. Come on, it's lovely when the four sleigh run together with you. Lovely when the four sleigh run together with you. Lovely when the four sleigh run together with snow. Snow, 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 snow. Let it snow.
Harmonies, what beautiful voices, what beautiful, talented young ladies. That is Wolfgang from Hobart High School, and they have been ongoing for many, many years. Used to sing at the mall, a different lineup, of course, but always under Dean Wolf. And they are going to be back for the first time in 10 years, and they're going to be singing songs just like that, a whole hour performance, when they get to Southlake Mall Center Court. Is it called Center Court, Christy?
Yes.
And that's going to be right in front of Gloria Jean, so you can get your coffee, you can kick back, relax, go over your naughty and nice list, and listen to some beautiful music. Get in the spirit, and then go shop, shop, shop till you drop. With me in the studio, Christy Jackson. She is the marketing director of Southlake Mall. We're talking about all these wonderful things. And that, of course, the Wolfgang group is going to be there on Black Friday at 12 to 1. But there's other things going on Black Friday. Share with us.
Yes. So Thanksgiving, we are open at 6 p.m., 6 p.m. to midnight. And we actually have a Thanksgiving special cross promotion with Universal Music Group to celebrate the release of Gwen Stefani's new holiday album.
Wow.
So you can be one of the first 300 shoppers at Center Court to receive your complimentary download code for the song You Make It Feel Like Christmas.
Well, I don't suppose Gwen's going to be there to meet me, is she?
Well, we have lots of images of her in the mall.
I thought maybe she found out I was going to be there, you know.
And you can actually take selfies. We're going to have a selfie station set up, and the backdrop will be of Gwen Stefani. So you can take selfies. And we're going to encourage everyone to take a post-it note and post on our wall anything that makes you feel like Christmas. What makes you feel like Christmas? What brings the holiday to you? So we want everyone to post what is special to them during the holiday. So we have plenty of those, plenty of post-it notes for you to post that information. And actually,
is that all in Center Court as well?
That's all at Center Court. So along with the download, you'll get to take pictures with Gwen, so to speak.
Wow, that's kind of cool. And you know, some of these images, I mean, with Photoshop, it'll look like you're really with them. You could fool your friends.
Yeah. It's going to be up until Saturday.
Make Blake really jealous. So, Gwen Stefani, of course, new Christmas. Actually, I think it's number one. It's the most anticipated Christmas albums in years. And I believe it's been released. At least the single has been released. I've been hearing a lot about it. What else is going on?
Well, actually, on Black Friday, we open at 6 a.m. And at 6 a.m., if you are not an Oh So Simple Rewards customer, that is our frequent shopper customer, no worries. You can sign up that day. If not, you can go to our website, shoppingsouthlakemall.com.
Wait, I have an inquiring mind. A lot of these businesses have these little cards you carry on your keychain, and you swipe this and swipe, and you don't really get anything. Well, so what happens at Southlake Mall if you become one of your club members?
Well, we don't give you one of those little annoying cards.
Well, thank you for that.
But we do have rewards for those special shoppers. It's called the Oh so simple, VIP lounge. Mm. And you will get a mini massage.
Whoa, you got me at that. Okay. Sign me
Everything
up.
Everything else is gravy. Yep. We're going to get have some holiday treats, some coffee, and that's actually compliments of Gloria Jean's. They're going to provide that
for us. As the year goes on, the holidays are gone, what do the club members get? Similar things? Is there always going to be a lounge there?
Once you actually... just the parameters of the Oh So Simple Rewards. Once you reach $250, you will get a credit for $10. So spend $250 and receive a $10 credit.
Anywhere in the mall.
Anywhere in the mall, and that's for every $250 that you spend.
Now, the $10 credit, is that a mall credit?
Yes.
Or can you specify the business?
You can choose.
So if I want to go to Build-A-Bear.
Oh, absolutely.
Or I should say my wife wants to go to Build-A-Bear. I want to go to Cooper's Hawk. And
you can't split it up.
You can't. Okay. Well, that's a good deal. I mean,
yes,
who doesn't spend at least $250 on Christmas?
That's right. It's
and
a great time to sign up.
So many stores there. How many stores are in the mall right now? I hate to throw that number at you if you're not prepared.
It's over 160, closer to 170.
Not counting kiosks.
That is
counting kiosks.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a lot of seasonal kiosks coming in?
We do. We have some holiday ornament kiosks. We actually, one kiosk is backed by popular demand, and that is the hoverboard. And that seems to be coming up again and again every year. But we have the ornament kiosk. We have some other fun kiosks. Can't name them all. But if you check our website, they'll all be there.
All right. And again, that website is shoppingsouthlakemall.com. Christy Jackson has been my guest. Christy, is there anything we have not touched on we need to let someone know?
No, but I hope to see everyone at some point. Bring you and yours and your loved ones to the mall. I'll see you there.
All right. So we are going to close out now with the group that's going to be there Black Friday. This is Wolfgang Jing Jingling. Bye-bye.
Jingling, jingling, what fun hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jingling, 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 they set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, 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 I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha ha, ho ho, gliding through the snow. Jing, jingling, 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 the bells have got the snowflakes dancing. Jing, jingling, 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 old dogs even prancing. Jing, jingling, 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 the knives make for sweet romancing. Ha ha, ho ho, through the snow we go.
To fairyland we go a-gliding, in a cotton candy land of frozen charms, and the way the sleigh is slipping and a-sliding, sliding even closer in my arms,
sliding closer, can't you hear the sleigh bells asking why we're single, as we fly across the snowy hills and dells, and we're happy cause the sleigh bells seem to jingle, in a winter fairyland like wedding bells. Jing, jingling, 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 what fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jingling, 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 they set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, 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 I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha ha, ho ho, gliding through the snow.
To fairyland we go a-gliding, in a cotton candy land of frozen charms, and the way the sleigh is slipping and a-sliding, winter sliding even closer in my arms,
we're sliding closer, can't you hear the sleigh bells asking why we're single, as we fly across the snowy hills and dells, and we're happy cause the sleigh bells seem to jingle, in a winter fairyland like wedding bells.